What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron and John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling this Friday morning from Borgata, our home base, of course, every Friday. We love being here, and we also love when the Phillies are in the playoffs, and they are, and that starts tomorrow. We'll talk an awful lot about it today. Our final crack at it before the Phillies begin their postseason journey. Of course, the Mets already have. That's who the Phillies are going to face tomorrow. It's unbelievable. That was an incredible game last night. The Mets win it. So, look, Phillies Mets tomorrow. And for about the next week or so, we'll have some residual Eagles conversation. Of course, Dick Vermeil on the show later today. Also, all sorts of audio related to the Phils is recently on the station. You know, Bryce Harper, Rob Thompson, John Middleton, Dave Dombrowski will play audio of all. Look, all of it with you on the phone lines, 215-592-9494, Richie Rich.
Joe.
Hey, bud.
You know how I said Charles Darwin innovated the office chair to make the one that slid around with wheels?
I like that.
Thomas Jefferson. Thomas Jefferson, the man himself, invented the swivel chair. He invented the one that had a separate piece connected by a spine that had the top and the bottom separate, and he even used it to draft one of the most important documents ever drafted.
The Declaration.
The Declaration.
So I could use this one because let me just, I want to rip.
He believed that this new swivel concept delivered unprecedented freedom of movement and versatility.
Yeah, which we don't have. So let me rip. I want to rip our engineer, Fran. Now, he doesn't have a microphone in front of us, in front of him, so he can't talk. So I'm just going to rip away. There's nothing he can do about it. I got to tell you, Fran, I feel a little stiff in this chair today. Like, I feel like a little like, where's my swivel chair, Fran? All right? Talk to somebody that knows somebody. Hello. No, it's funny. I did sit down a couple of minutes ago. I'm like, oh, no. It's like I feel a little.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I don't know if it's the same chair as last week. I just feel a little upright.
They're very heavy. Maybe chairs. Hard to move.
Listen, maybe I'm just a little nervous about the Mets. I'm not going to lie. Ladies and gentlemen, look. I'm not going to lie.
Garrett Hammer this morning.
I am. Look.
What about everyone who was saying, hey, you got to play the best. You got to beat the best to be the best. Everyone who said,
yeah,
hey.
Yeah, that's what the Mets might do.
The Mets. It'll feel so much better when we put those fans down for the count.
I know. And, of course, James, you know my other thing. I'm scared that people today are going to tell me I'm a Mets fan because in 1999, I've rooted, very hard for them to beat the Braves. But I thought that was warranted. My friends from Fairfield last night are texting me. I mean, the whole thing's a disaster. They're like, remember in 99, we're all excited. I'm like, all right, enough, right? Enough.
I think we have audio proof of that.
All right. So, couple things here. First off, hello. Second off, obviously, we want to hear from you about this series and what you're thinking. Are you worried? Let me just say this out of the gate. Am I worried? Of course I'm worried. But I'd be worried against anybody. I mean, this 162 game journey can end in 3 to 5 days.
You're so scared, always.
No, I am. No, James, I am. Because the Phillies are now in the position the Braves were in the last 2 years. They are. The Phillies are now the Braves.
So what? And completely different teams and different cities and different worlds and different games and different opponents and different everything.
But, John, almost identical circumstances to this. A team that won the National League by a bunch of games, a team that didn't have that much to play for in September, like they were in a jockeying for, home field and all
okay,
that.
Okay, that's what that happened before.
Well, I mean, and the Braves got their asses smoked.
This is a history that's been unwritten where I believe, are the better team than Mets team.
I agree.
And I think that Mets team is now overconfident. I can't imagine how you couldn't be. Now the Mets, not only do they have to fight against us, our Phillies, our home field advantage, but it's human nature. Human nature. They think that they're that team of destiny. And I'll tell you what, I do feel like this is the harder path slightly.
Yeah, I agree with
but that. But I really thought the Brewers were going to pull it out last night. You know, that series, as short as it was, it felt like the Brewers had turned it on its head and they were about to steal it.
They were about to win it.
Yeah, so the polar bear last night steals it from the Brewers who were stealing it from the Mets. It wasn't one way or the other.
But here's the
polar
thing.
Bear pulls it out.
Yeah,
all right?
Talking about Pete Alonso for those who don't know.
And that was a miraculous play. But you know, we know them. We hate them. We'll take it to them. It'll be that much sweeter when we crush them. I'm excited for this matchup.
All right, look.
Look. Because they will believe they are better than they truly are after last night's. It really was an amazing
game. It was a wild game.
All right.
All right. So, look, everyone can jump in. 215-592-9494. I mean, obviously, fundamentally, the main thing is your enthusiasm and excitement and anticipation for the Phillies playoffs, which, you know, start tomorrow. You know, I mean, and give us those pumped up phone calls. But also, I mean, let's get into the teeth of this series. And whether, you know, it concerns you. And whether it, frankly, concerns you more to face the Mets than it would have been with the Brewers. I mean, I do think their fans are a factor. I do think how hot they are is a factor. And I do think the way they won last night is a factor. Because, boy, oh, boy, they ride in with a lot of momentum. Hate to do it to you, but let's just listen. For those that missed it, it was, you know, on the somewhat late.
Can I refuse to play audio if you ask me to?
Yes,
back in
you
the studio.
Absolutely can.
Can I just nix this?
But, James, this is what the Phillies have to deal with. So, unfortunately, I think we do have to play it. All right, we'll play two pieces of audio.
I just want to... I'm you know, lodging my complaint against this now.
You're filing a complaint.
That's right. A grievance.
All right. So the Mets are down 2-0. It's the ninth inning. Their backs are as up against the wall as could be. I mean, it's not two outs and two strikes, but they're in deep trouble.
Two on.
Their season is, you know, basically maybe about to end. And without having got a run across the plate in the first eight innings, in the ninth inning, Pete Alonso does this.
Here's the pitch. Swing on a fly ball to right field. Pretty well hit. Freelick back at the wall. He jumps. It's gone. He did it. Pete Alonso with the most memorable home run of his career. Pumps his fist as he rounds second. It's a three-run homer. He's given the Mets a 3-2 lead. They all pour out of the dugout. Alonso on his way to home plate. They're waiting for him. He hits the plate. He is first congratulated by Nimmo. Hugged by Lindor. There are a dozen Mets waiting for him outside the dugout. Pete Alonso keeps this fairy tale season going with the fairy tale swing of his career. 3-2 New York.
Look, they're a team that's really hot. They got a lot of momentum and belief.
Why are they really hot? Because
why
Pete
are they
Alonso,
really hot?
Because Pete Alonso swung the bat well in the ninth inning last night. They were not hot. They were losing that series. The Brewers had turned it around.
I thought
the Brewers were going to win last night.
Can I say something? The Mets have had a better record for the last 4 months than the Phillies.
Yep.
That's part of being really hot. I mean, they've been hot for an extended period
that
of time.
We have not applied ourselves completely over that time period, and they have had to apply themselves completely just to get in.
Look,
I
agree.
They've been playing hard. They are not a team of destiny. Pete Alonso did pull it out. That was a miraculous game. That was wonderful. But you know what? We've had miraculous plays. I can think of incredible home runs Bryce Harper has hit to lift us to the next round. And then what happened? You know, like, it does end. That hot streak does end. There's the Mets. It felt like it ended prior to Pete Alonso's home run last
night. I got to tell
you,
John, I honestly can't tell if you completely mean all this or if you're just needling me. Devin, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Not everyone's terrified of the Mets.
I'd be scared of anybody. I just want to be clear. I would have been scared any which way this thing got caught. All right, Devin, where do you stand, Phillies Mets?
So I actually thought I wanted the Brewers just because the Mets were so hot. I mean, we talked about it a week ago today when we were discussing Mets and Braves. And last night when Milwaukee was up 2-0, I kind of was disappointed. So I wasn't happy that the Mets won. I wouldn't be happy if either team won and they're hot, but I'm not scared.
Does this make it more fun?
That's really
fun
interesting.
Fun is
what
one
Devin
way
said.
To put it, but I hate the Mets.
It's
and
compelling.
I hate their fans and they're obnoxious and I don't want them to take over the bank. I don't think they will. I think that we will show out because we do truly have the best fans in baseball, but it just, not that the stakes weren't high before, but like...
Oh, they're higher.
The Phillies have to win this series. And I want them to win in... Like, I want them to embarrass the Mets.
Yeah, I like
what you
said there,
I want them to win in the most convincing way possible.
I like what you said there, though. When the Brewers were up 2-0 last night, there was part of me that felt disappointed. There was a part of me, and I didn't even realize it until you said it, Devin. Mm. Until you said it just now. I was a little bit disappointed last night that the Brewers were up
because
2-0.
This is now more compelling. Like,
yes,
it is.
That is absolutely it. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know it until you said it.
I think
that'll resonate for other people too.
Yeah, and I don't think the Mets pitching is as good as Milwaukee's.
Well, look, see, that's the irony is there's actually the actual team and the players on the team. So many of us view it through the rivalry prism, but that's another factor. James, the Phillies versus the Mets, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm with Devin. Like, I thought I wanted the Brewers just because I do think they're a slightly easier path, but this is sports are supposed to be fun. This is super fun. And the Phillies are better than the Mets. Like, the Phillies have been better all season long. They won seven. They were 7-3 against the Mets in games that Taijuan Walker didn't start this season, for what it's worth. Like, I think they're a better baseball team. And I know we get so scared of this bye. Like, oh my God, their time off. The Phillies had 5 days off before the World Series in 2022, and they went in and won game one in Houston. Like, this happens. This is baseball. Like, I just think they are a way better team than this Mets team, and I get it. The Mets are hot, and we know a hot team can ride it, but I'm not going to be scared of this Mets team. I'm not going to be like, oh, look at the Mets coming in here. We have home field advantage. We have a better baseball team. We have way better pitching. We're giving the ball to Zach Wheeler in game one. Like, we got this, man.
All right, look, everyone shot at it. 1-5-5-9-2-94-94. Where do you stand? The Phils, the Mets, the bye, does it worry you? The Mets, do they worry you? You know, we'll get into other aspects, obviously, that could go wrong, like Rob Thompson's decision-making and more of the bats. But there's also an awful lot to celebrate about what could go right. James's point is on point. The Phillies are a better baseball team than the New York Mets. There is no question in my mind about that. And giving that ball to Wheeler is huge. And obviously, he should be motivated against a team that, you know, frankly, did not believe in him enough. That's how the Phillies.
It's a great point, Joe. It's a great point.